The next games will be held in Tokyo in 2020, and the host city made quite an entrance during the closing ceremonies last night. In a recorded skit, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe transformed into Super Mario. Then he proceeded to travel to Rio via warp pipe. The internet certainly loved that bit, and it showed how big a deal video games and Nintendo are to Japan. But it got us thinking, should video games or esports be in the Olympics? I asked Daniel Lee. He's a video game analyst.
That's always a big question because, you know, most Olympics are physical sports, and that's always been a point of contention of whether or not video game competitions are sports. But I do believe that there's a lot of thought and a lot of, you know, decision-making, a lot of smarts that go into it. And I do believe that the competition is worthy to be in the Olympics.
How athletic is it? I mean, do you work up a sweat? Do you have to train?
Well, for certain games, there's a metric called APM, which is short for actions per minute. And some of the more complicated games actually require people to go up to upwards of 300 to 400 actions per minute. So it's quite demanding on your wrists and hands.
I understand people sometimes get carpal tunnel from doing it.
Yes, because practices are really intense, and sometimes they go for long hours. And when you're so tense for, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day when you're practicing your craft, you tend to fatigue and you tend to get wear and tear.
What about people who laugh at the idea? What do you say to people who say, come on?
I mean, I think a lot of us, we just kind of keep forth like this is our thing. And we understand that most people may not understand what, you know, this current generation likes. For if we want to put this in context, you know, like 100 years ago, who would have thought basketball, where you just put a ball in a little basket, would be so big today? So it's only going to be a matter of time before people kind of recognize and understand what we're about.
Yeah, but I mean, basketball, you know, you're running around, you're executing shots. It's a real sport. You're sweating, you're working out, you got team members.
That's true, but you kind of realize, like, you know, what was important back in the day. It's like, well, like, you could be doing, you know, real work. Like, you could be, like, out in the fields, you know, doing productive work for your family, or you can be doing something trivial with, you know, just playing with a little ball. And so I think, you know, over time, you know, a lot more people are growing up with technology. You even see our kids with, you know, iPads, you know, they're playing those tablet games. You know, they're eventually going to be adults one day, and they've been so integrated with, you know, technology that I don't think it's going to be an issue in 1 to 2 generations from now.
I'm not sure I agree with you, but that's okay. I'm just the questioner here.
Oh yeah, no problem. I mean, I love, you know, just discussing these things, and we can still be friends.
What's funny to me is that I imagine all these people who are on their iPads and doing all these things, they're doing them instead of actually exercising and playing a sport, and so it's hard to compare the two.
Oh, okay, I see. So I think overall the value comes, if you can kind of see the decision making and the thought process, it's kind of like when you look at, you know, I'm not an expert chess player or an expert Go player, so I don't understand the complex decision making all the time. But I do realize that, you know, they are incredibly smart, that the decisions they are making are far beyond what, you know, I'm capable of doing. And I think, you know, at the very least, if people can kind of recognize the expertise and the finesse that goes into it, I think that's where kind of the respect comes along.
Daniel Lee is an analyst for the Super Smash Brothers community. Thanks, Daniel.
All right. Thank you very much.